Hi, Gil. How are you this afternoon?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Thank you for this opportunity, Gil. I appreciate it. Looking forward to getting to know more about you than I already know. You have such an interesting biography and the many, many things you do. It's like, wow, what can't she do? So I appreciate this opportunity. And your time, but I want to begin. I'm sorry, Gil. I wanted to begin by stating that you have to be honored to be considered the first lady of smooth jazz. That's pretty. That's a pretty high accolade.
Yeah, I think so. Mr. Norman Brown gave me that title, and so I try to live up to it. And first being a lady, and to really bring something to smooth jazz and represent women. I call it lady jazz. So all of that good stuff. I hope so.
Well, hey, if Norman Brown bestowed it upon you, he knows what he's talking about.
Yes. I mean, he's just one fantastic musician, and I've learned a lot from him over the years. And with all my experiences, being a music director and an arranger and choir director and all that stuff, it makes me stronger in the craft. I just try to hone skills and various genres and bring it all together so that it's something meaningful. And okay, people recognize, oh, okay, I think she knows what she's doing.
Well, you're so deserving. You're very much deserving of such a title. So,
Thank you.
I'm sure you wear it well, and you continue to prove and show why you should be called that, constantly. And you hail from Philly, and you started doing this very young, huh?
Yes, yeah, I started playing at 10, and by the time I was 14, I was playing in bands and stuff. I tell people stories about my uncle Bill being our manager, and he would take us, drive us around in a van. Actually, it was a converted old school bus that we retained it with our name, Natural Experience, and we have our seats and put our equipment and stuff in the back, and we'd sit up in the seats in the front, and we'd make it on down to gig after gig on the weekends. And so, 14.
Wow.
We couldn't socialize in the clubs that we were in, and so we'd have to sit in the corner and wait for the lady to come and bring us a tray of Cokes with cherries in
You have made you feel grown up a little bit with a cherry.
Yeah. We just would stay in that corner and just wait. We wouldn't fraternize with the adults or anything, and well, we didn't want to anyway, but. That was really something. I look back on it now, I'm just trying to imagine my daughter sitting in some club somewhere in the corner waiting for a coat.
Well, times have changed. Times have changed. Well, I guess my next question was going to be, when you reflect on that, and you just answered that, because, as a reflection, or when you look back, it's clear that you knew that early start was definitely going to be a positive and a plus in your future career.
Yes.
And what, as it is today.
Yes, absolutely. I was definitely certain that this is what I wanted to do, and I thought I would really make a lot of money and travel and meet a lot of people, and I've done all of that. So still waiting for some more money to come through. I sure have met a lot of people and traveled a lot of places.
Well, that is good. Well, you have such a very long resume, Gail. I mean, it just goes on and on, the amount of work and that you've done and the career you've built over the years. You're a recording artist, you're a touring musician, you with some of the industry's best. I mean, some of the best out there, period. Some legends even. And you've appeared on TV shows and at jazz festivals, and oh my goodness, I just got breathless thinking, what in the world? You've won awards, and you've even received a Grammy nod in 2009 for your CD Pearls. And yeah, I mean, and wait a minute, it doesn't stop. Wait a minute, it doesn't stop, Gail. I'm amazed. It doesn't stop there because you're also the leader of the all female jazz ensemble that we all know, Jazz in Pink.
Yeah.
With Karen Briggs, Althea Renee, and pronounce her first name. Is it Maria or Maria?
Yeah, Maria Antoinette.
Antoinette. Now tell me, with a career like that, I mean, with a career so vast as yours, what could have possibly been the highlight? Or I'm sure you have many, many highlights. But tell me a couple of your highlights so far.
A couple of my highlights. I guess my first time going overseas was a big highlight. Travel Europe. I went over there with Bobby Womack. That was really something to see Europe and to see, you know, a lot of our neighborhoods look like what it did in Europe. And I thought, oh, well, no wonder those people that came over there and built houses and stuff and eat the same kind of foods and stuff that we have. And it's like, you know, a little culture shock there.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely my first time going to Africa with Vesta to Senegal. That was a highlight. That was absolutely phenomenal.
Mm.
I would say, definitely getting the nod for the Grammy for Pearls in 2009. You know, it took forever. Finally, I got a record deal. It's like, oh my goodness, I got a record deal with a label and all that stuff. And I have a manager and, you know, and wow, you know, my sister that helped me, you know, get clothes and all that stuff. So, that was another one. Of course, seeing my daughter get accepted into Berklee College of Music, that's been a big highlight. She's been a part of Jazz in Pink as well.
Oh, okay.
And yes, and Jazz in Pink, I was going overseas to, where did we go? We went to St. Lucia. And one night after the gig, we all sat on the beach all together in a little circle, and we just sat there, and we just talked to each other, and we just kind of had this sisterhood that was just so beautiful. You know, I'll never forget that moment.
That's so awesome.
Yes. So it's been quite a career.
So your daughter, what does she, when she plays with you guys, what does she do? What does she play?
Yes, she sings.
Okay, she sings.
She plays piano, yeah. She plays a little drums and a little bit of bass. You know, she fools around with a few different instruments, you know. She's just so talented overall, and so I'm really proud of her. She's in summer school right now. And, I don't know if you noticed, but my son passed away a couple of years ago.
I'm sorry to hear about that. Actually, it's interesting you say that because I was speaking with my friend Melody Warren today, from Jazz and Me magazine, and I told her I was going to talk with you today, and she mentioned that to me. That was just earlier today, so I'm sorry to hear about that. She did tell me that.
Yeah, he was a musician too. He would have been right on top with Kanye and all of them. I'm telling you, he was so inventive and so creative, and
In the family.
yeah, runs in the family. And so we're just pressing on, and I have music from him that I'm going to be working on and putting out and trying to set some kind of foundation or something. I just been so busy just staying afloat. I haven't gotten back to that project, but I will. I'm going back east in July, and of course I'll go and visit his grave site. And I'll be thinking about what I'm going to do and see if I can get a word from him to tell me what he thinks I should do.
Exactly. That's awesome. That will be such a nice tribute, a nice honor.
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing. She said she spoke about Melody spoke about your how much she admired your courage and your strength to still perform and, you know, right in that moment and still in the same time frame to still perform and still press on. And how I thought, well, that takes a phenomenal woman, because that takes a phenomenal woman to do that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was very, very trying. And the funny thing about it was that gig in Florida, that it's finally, earlier this year, I went back and did the same gig with Jonathan Butler and Norman Brown. But in my hotel room, I had a dream about him. I hadn't had a dream until now. And so I was like, well, wow, this is really full circle now.
Yes. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that is interesting.
Oh, my gosh. I just woke up just praying and crying. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, my baby.
This is, I mean, that, but probably what a good feeling, though, for you to have come full circle and to know, wow, you're right here with me. Wow. God is awesome.
Yeah.
God is amazing.
Yeah.
He is so good.
Well, yeah, it's amazing.
What do you see your daughter doing in the future in the industry? Is she interested? Well, of course, she has to be interested, but is there anything specific she's you know, she wants to do or wants to get
well,
into?
She's talking about music therapy. She's talking about music therapy because she wants to be a nurse. She wants to be a musician. But, you know, it's like, how can I combine the two? And I'm like, you know, create something, you know. She loves babies, so pediatric music therapy, I think, is the route she's going to go. So
that is amazing. Well, yeah, she must be a proud mommy. Proud mommy.
Yeah, I am. You know, just it's not easy, you know, for her to be away from home and, you know, try to, you know, stay on top of things. But, you know, and it's so expensive. Oh, my goodness. It's always, you know, that's a challenge. But I just think that, you know, kids that want to go to school should be able to go to school. You know, so many, you know, they get caught up in other things. And, you know, the ones that really want to go and not be in any trouble and just want to try to have a better life, you know, we should reward them if we can. So she's got a lot of scholarships and all that stuff. I've got a lot of people, you know, helping us out, you know. So I am very appreciative of all of it.
That is wonderful. I totally know how you feel with a daughter about to go to college in the fall. I totally, totally understand, and I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
With how do you keep it all together? And while remaining on top, if you will, while remaining a musician who is still hits the stage and still travels and still, you know, performs with so many different artists, how do you do it? How do you keep it all together?
Oh, it's tough, and if it wasn't for my church family, for my sisterhood, for my friends, for all my musician buddies, you know, my, you know, people that love me, you know, they help keep me strong. They call and check on me, you know, you know, anything they can do to help, you know, here, you need this, you need that, you know, so it's definitely, I'm not walking alone, I know that.
That's awesome. That's it's nothing like a support system.
Absolutely, and I've had it. You know, traveling. You know, with a you know young daughter, and you know my son being in high school. You know, I really needed the support of everyone around me, and everyone really just stepped in, and everyone just stepped in. And so, you know, I mean, I've been a soccer mom too for a long time. You know, taught elementary, high school, college level, and. Just always, we all help each other, you know, because they believed in what I was doing, and, you know, they know this is a male-dominated business, and so it was like, well, you know, we want to support what you're doing, but I just do what I do. I never think about it and really as, well, how many men and how many women until I started getting older, and I just said, hey, wait a minute. There's some disparity going on, you know.
The wisdom.
What all the bra burning business was about, and all this about where women aren't getting paid, what guys are getting, really? You know, I'm getting paid what the other guys are getting paid in the band, right? You know, I'm like, you know, so it was, you know, those kinds of things that myself and, you know, other women had to consider, you know, so it was always, women always try to be better, you know.
Yes, we do.
You know?
We have to. We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter in what area or what field, we have to.
Yeah.
But I also think we're equipped. God gave us just what we need to do just that and to be better. I think He gave us exactly what we needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the ladies, you know, they have an appreciation for each other's music, you know, and so that's something that I like. You know, sometimes the guys would be like, oh, you don't know what you want. Here, just play this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you, well, you don't know how to program the drums. Don't touch the drum machine, you know.
Wow.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They
but with women, you know, they come bringing a dish to rehearsal. You know, they bring the puppies and the babies and the strollers and something to eat. You know, the guys, I'll be rehearsing with them and we sitting up there hungry and thirsty. You know, the ladies know how to do some of it, right?
Yes, we do. I gotta love the ladies. Well, I know the ladies as and yourself will be performing next week at the Napa Valley Jazz Getaway, and I'm looking so forward to seeing you guys perform. I will be there, and
yo,
oh yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you guys. Everybody I talk to has seen Jazz in Pink. It seems like, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna catch them somewhere. And
I'm sure you will be pink.
Next week will be it. I cannot wait. I gotta wear my pink. Yes, I do. I gotta make sure to pack something pink. I'm glad you told me. I'm glad you reminded me of that. But aside from that, is there anything else you have planned for 2014? What else do you have going on this year?
Oh, we have the Dave Cox coming up, going to Alaska. I'm very excited about
that.
Oh,
yes, yes.
And we have the Capitol Jazz Cruise in October, and we are especially excited about that. So those are two big things. We got the World Fest in Kentucky, the Lake Harbor in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. So we got a few things coming up that we just, okay, come on with the pink.
Well, that is like I said, I don't know how you do, but you just with all that is going on, you keep going and that's wonderful. I mean, that's is who you are, I guess. That
yes, it's been great, and you know, I'm on the Love and Soul tour with Jonathan Butler and Norman Brown, so I am on two tours this summer, so that's a blessing in itself. And it's like, okay, just take your vitamins and keep that suitcase packed.
keep the suitcase packed. Oh my goodness, what a life! What a life! Mm-hmm. All that yeah. Traveling. Ooh.
Yeah, just moving around. So, you know, it's all good. We got a new CD out. You know, Jazz and Pink has a new CD called First Collection.
Oh,
and I gathered up all my sister girls. I was like, you want to play? So I got a bunch of people, you know, besides my core group of, you know, my partner, Karen Briggs and Althea May and Maria Antoinette, you know, they're our core group, but those are my girls. We all started out together. In fact, Althea and I met on the cruise, and we said, hey, we got to do something. We got to perform together. Us ladies got to get together. And that's how Jazz and Pink got going.
Wow.
You know, yeah, because of our meeting and saying, hey, let's move. So, you know, it's been great. We've had Anita Lewis and Robin Bradley, who has her own new CD out now, and Darlene Marina, she's working on her new CD. So,
ladies on the move.
Yeah, they've been the rhythm section. Yeah, we've been on the move. We've been doing gigs after gigs. We've been on the big stage doing it. So I'm just so proud of all of them. They've all won awards and everything. Our drummer, she just got her master's degree. Maria Antoinette just won a big award in San Diego for Phenomenal Woman of San Diego.
Oh, my.
And Cam Booth, yeah, Karen, she won for Best Violinist from the Black Music Awards, Black Women in Jazz. And Althea Renee, she's been on the top 10 for weeks now with her new record and her new record label. So everybody's just really, really doing something. Like I said, Robin, she has her new CD. And so we're all just supporting each other, getting on that stage and saying, hey, we got this going on, we got that going on, you know, and we're here. So
in Napa, will you have just your core group or will you have some special guests or...
No, we will have the core group. Karen Briggs, Althea Renee, Gail Johnson will be there. Darlene Marino, Robin Bramlett, and Benita Lewis will be there. And,
ooh,
of course, I wrote Jermichael Smith, keeps us all together. And will be back there in his pink shirt waving and having a good time with it.
And I'll be in the crowd with my pink shirt just waving too. Just
yeah, it's going to be so much fun. So many people are looking forward to coming, us coming up there, and it'll be a new market for us to break into as well. So we're basically located on the West Coast, so we're going to do some more shows here in the wineries and some of the West Coast things, like in Seattle and Portland and, you know, of course, Vancouver and Sacramento and Stockton. Yeah, there's plenty of other cities that we can play right here on the West Coast.
So right.
We're hoping the word gets out and, you know, we just get some more pink fans.
How about the East Coast? Do you get East Coast much?
Yes, we will be at back east pretty good. We did Low Country last year in South Carolina.
Okay, yep, Charleston. Mm-hmm.
We did the Suffolk, Virginia last year. And this year we'll be doing, like I said, we'll be doing, I will be at the In the Summer of Smooth Jazz at Wiggins Park, Michael Tosi's WJGZ in Philly.
Okay.
Well, I'll be on that show. Yeah, that'll be a big one. That'll be in New Jersey, I believe. And, of course, Jazz and Pink will be at Lake Arbor. And then we do the Capital Jazz Cruise.
Right in October.
Yeah, we've done Burke's Jazz Festival in Reading, Pennsylvania.
You know, that's, yeah, I got to get to Burke's. Oh.
Yeah, Burke's is fun. Ooh, yeah.
I keep hearing about Burke's, and I keep saying, I got to get to Burke's, and it's just a time of year. It could not be worse.
yeah, it's kind of a way to get to.
When you got kids, it's like, oh, gosh, how am I going in that time frame?
Well, yeah, I know.
I'm going to make it happen one of these days. I'm going to make it happen. And I may shoot for this year. I may shoot for this year. Now tell me how fans, Gail, can keep in touch with you on social media and the internet. I know you're well connected.
We have a website. Our website is www.jazzinpink.com, JAZZINPINK. So all of our basic information is there. Our calendar is there, and usually pictures from the shows. And of course, we're on Facebook and we're on Twitter and. I think I just signed us up for Instagram, I believe.
So on Instagram, are you on all those Jazz and Pink? Can you be, is like at Jazz and Pink and Twitter too?
Yes, at Jazz and Pink, yeah. So we're making our way around. We have a fan page, Jazz and Pink fan page, and so we're looking for sponsors to help us get a tour going. We want to go overseas. We've had invites, and but nothing solid yet. So we're working. We want to get on the Wendy Williams show too. Like, hey, come on, girl.
Oh yeah.
We gotta get back to New York.
She would like that. She would probably get a really. She would like that. I can see her now having you ladies on a show. It would be. It would be an awesome show to watch. That would be awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So I'm putting that out there in the universe.
Put it out there, Gail. Just put it on out there. you gotta do what you gotta. You gotta put it. You have to put it out there first. I totally agree with you.
Yes.
Well, I am so excited about Napa and Brian Copeland's Jazz Getaway that I'm counting down the days. I see Brian on Instagram, just keeping it fresh, counting down the days. 8 more days, 7 more. So he's just, getting everybody I talk to, like you say, is really looking forward to it. And I can't wait to see you. And I'll be sure that we touch bases for sure. And I appreciate it, Gail. And you, I'm going to call you not only the First Lady of Jazz. I'm going to call you the First Lady of Jazz. And I'm going to call you Jazzy Lady. And I'm going to call you just Phenomenal Woman, because what do you not do? So Jazz and Pink, I await. I will have on my pink. And, I got to get something pretty in pink. But anyway, I want some pink. And I will see you soon. And keep doing what you're doing. You make me proud just as a woman, just as a lady. You make me proud. So
Thank you. Well, that's what it always is about. We're representing other women that say, you know, I wish I had kept up those piano lessons. I wish I had not stopped playing that violin. So, you know, they're rooting for us, too. And, you know, and up-and-coming women, they see that we're doing it and we're plowing the way. And, you know, I was just looking at Vired and her bio and all her old music. So, you know, we're coming after people like her and Cora Bryant. And so we're just happy just to continue the journey and keep the quest going and, you know, keep the fire burning and, you know, come on, let's do it pink style.
Let's do it pink style. Well, we will be doing it pink style next week, and you'll be doing it pink style all for the rest of the year, all around. And I'm sure fans can will go to your webpage and your Facebook page and can keep up with your tour dates and where to find you, and so they can come and support Gail. So
Thank you.
I appreciate it. You're welcome, Gail. And I, like I said, I will see you soon, and I appreciate it so much. Okay.
All right.
You have a great rest of the day.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.